That's 1-800-GO-BIBLE for Conservative Theological University. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today that I think is a little unique. We're talking about news that every Christian should know. We could simply summarize that and say good news that's been overlooked. Good news that's been overlooked. We've heard so much on the news, the Communist Network news, the Marxist media, in the past few weeks. We've heard nothing but Joe Biden and whether he will step down or whether he'll be voted out, etc. All of that's important, not minimizing or minusculizing anything in relationship to that. But as a result of the focus being on Biden and the political process, we have failed to recognize some good things that are being passed, some good laws, some good things that every Christian, conservative, and patriot ought to recognize. We just got through talking about the fact that in the state of Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis signed into law Florida House Bill 931, and that law requires or gives the opportunity for each school district to have volunteer chaplains, kindergarten through high school. The chaplain specifically has the responsibility of being able to lead programs in Bible and also counseling with the students. The parents would have to say yes. The parents would be able to select from a list of chaplains in their school, in their particular school or district, and select that chaplain. The parent would have to authorize it to be done. I understand that. No problem with that at all. The parent could select the chaplain of the denominational preference that they would have. That's wonderful. Let them do that. But I'm thankful that we've got a governor. In fact, I said before the news break, I give kudos for our governor for his stand on issues like that and for signing that into law. But ladies and gentlemen, perhaps you did not know. Perhaps you've not heard. Perhaps you were not aware of the fact that I believe it was back in about 2018 or 2019, a bill was signed into law by Governor Rick Scott in March of 2018. And August the 14th of that year, it talked about it. A bill signed into law by Governor Rick Scott in March now means that students will see In God We Trust prominently displayed at all schools in the state. The law requires the state motto to be shown in a conspicuous place. According to the state statute 1003.44, each district school board shall, didn't say may, but shall, that's a directive, shall adopt rules to require in all the schools of the district and in each building used by the district school board to display of the display of the state motto, In God We Trust, designated under Florida Statute 15.0301 in a conspicuous place. According to the Florida Department of State, In God We Trust was adopted by the state legislature as part of the state seal in 1968. It was officially designated as the Florida state motto in 2006. And then in 2018, ladies and gentlemen, it was signed into law that every school in the state of Florida shall display In God We Trust over the classroom door. most parents aren't even aware of that. Did you know that? 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Do you think that's a good idea? My question is, ladies and gentlemen, the thing that's bringing great consternation in my mind, why haven't we seen the school boards institute this in the schools? Duval County does not have it. Why? I believe it's time that we bombard the school board switchboard and ask the question, why do we not have In God We Trust over the schoolhouse doors in each of our schools in Duval County? And the second question could be to each of the school board leaders and to our school superintendent is the question, are you going to implement the chaplaincy program? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about some serious issues, moral, ethical issues that impact our kids and grandkids in the public classroom arena. I think it's time that Christians, as parents and as grandparents, get off the seat of do nothing and be salt and light that God has charged us to be. Salt is a preservative in a decaying society. Light is illuminating in a darkening world. And I believe it's time we be salt and light. We're talking about issues today that have flown, if you please, under the radar that most Christians, most conservatives, most parents, most patriots are not even aware that we have. So the question that I beg you today, pick up the telephone, call your district school board representative and ask the question, why don't we have In God We Trust over the classroom doors in our schools in Duval County? And the other question, also pertinent, are you going to, this is to the school board, are you going to implement the chaplaincy program in our school districts in Duval County? Are we going to open the doors for applicants to make application to volunteer as chaplains in the classroom setting? Ladies and gentlemen, it's my understanding that the schools across Florida have ignored this law of In God We Trust. They've ignored it. Why is that so? Every Christian, every conservative, every parent should be concerned about the local school board members and insist, we need to contact them, concerned about they're not implementing this law. Insist that the school law, that is Florida Statute 1003.44, that's 1003.44, if you need to know the number, the statute for the Florida statute, insist that it be implemented. Our schools need this godly visual influence. In God We Trust. That's on our coinage. That's on our currency. That's the official state motto for the state of Florida, In God We Trust. Why can't it be on the in the schools? Why can't there be a recognition of God? Yeah, I know there's the mindset that some say, well, there's a separation of church and state. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a Greek word for that. It's called horse feathers. That's simply not the case at all. The statement about separation of church and state has never been in our Constitution, not in our Constitution today. And anybody that says it is, ask them to show it to you. Ask them to tell you about it. If they say that it's there, say, read it to me. I believe we have a caller on the line. Harper, go ahead with the question or comment, please.
Brother Youngblood, I agree with 100% what you're doing. And I think Christian people have had lockjaw so long until we all need a good dose of WD-40.
I like that. I think that is true. I think that we have Christians and conservatives have been beaten down, told to shut up, be silent, stay in the class, stay in the church building, but don't talk about your faith outside of the church building. Don't talk about your faith in the public arena. Don't talk about Jesus in any political setting. Don't even pray in Jesus' name. The Bible is viewed as being no-no for a classroom. We've heard that so long that Christians and conservatives believe that somehow, some way, that the liberals and the Marxists on the left are right, and so most Christians have crawled into the closet. They've hidden under the bed. And I think it's time we come out from under the bed and come out of the closet and be salt and light. You're exactly right.
I like that. We need to stand up for Jesus. They sang it, but it's not really from the heart.
That's right. You're exactly right.
Lip service.
Yes. What are your thoughts, by the way, when it comes to having the chaplains in the classroom? What are your thoughts? What could be negative about that? What is positive about that? And how should we view it as conservative Christians?
I believe we should have it. I agree 100%. We ought to put Bible reading back in there, too. I say not just 12th grade. Let's go through colleges all the way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What the governor has done now, kindergarten through high school, is a good first step. I'd like to see that expanded in the years to come where it goes to. I think it ought to be inculcated in every academic institution that receives state or federal dollars. I believe that ought to be on that basis, because we already have that when you have homeschool, Christian homeschoolers, a Christian kindergarten, Christian high school, etc. That's already there. But I believe it needs to be inculcated. If tax money is going out of Christians' pockets, then that Christian ought to have some say-so about the morals, ethics, and values that our children are being taught. And so I think, as you said, it's time for us to be visible and verbal and take a stand on those issues. Brother, thank you so much for your call. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Thank you for tuning in today. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion on this issue today. Ladies and gentlemen, our governor has just done something else that has not. Listen, I think I'm a pretty good consumer of news. I roll the dial and pick it up on just about every venue, whether it's Loose Likes, Lost Liberal, Marxist Approach, etc. I listen to news. I turn on news. I tune into news. I research news online, etc., etc. I love to consume what's happening locally, state, and nationally, and internationally in the world in which we're living. But most are not aware of the fact. I'm looking at headlines. Climate change could virtually disappear in Florida. At least according to the state law. This is an article that was published May 1st of 2024. A Florida bill waiting to be signed by Governor DeSantis will strip the term climate change from much of the state law and reverse a policy that the then Governor Charlie Crist championed as he built a reputation for being a rare Republican fighter to promote green energy over fossil fuel. This headline, again, subheadline, says Florida's on the verge of repealing what's left of the 16-year-old law that puts climate change as a priority when making energy policies decisions. Instead, a bill waiting for the governor's signature would make energy affordability and availability the main focus. This article further reads, it's on the verge of repealing what's left of the 16-year-old law that lists climate change as a priority when making energy decisions. Instead, the focus would be on availability and affordability of energy. A bill waiting to be signed by Governor Ron DeSantis would strip the term climate change from much of the state law and reverse a policy that Charlie Crist championed and signed into law. And the article goes further. It's a two-page article. What do you think? Does the governor deserve praise and adoration and kudos for what he's done with the climate change? Climate change, ladies and gentlemen, is a farce. It is phony. It comes out of the heart and the lives of what I call the tree huggers, that somehow, some way, we're having climate change. The climate has always changed. God's word says until the end of time, we're going to have the seasons, and the seasons will change annually. Ladies and gentlemen, climate is changing. Every year it changes. And they talk about this is the hottest year. They talk about this is something like a 100-year flood area or a 500-year event. How do they know? Who's keeping the records then? We have snow. We have ice. We have sleet. We have hurricanes. We have tornadoes. We have scalding hot weather. We have cold weather, et cetera, et cetera. That is God that is controlling the weather, not government. Not anything that man can do. And listen, the very nations that's the greatest polluters, India, Indonesia, China, Russia, they're not doing what we're doing in America, shutting down and stifling business and destroying lives as a result of so-called climate change. I believe the governor's right, by the way. You can call in and disagree if you'd like. Love to hear from you. Are you one of those that believe that somehow, some way, man, government's going to be able to change the climate? Man or government's going to be able to control the weather pattern and what God is doing with the control of weather? It is God that controls it. It is God that is in control. He's the one that created it. And according to the scripture, he's the one that is the divine superglue that holds it all together. May I say to you, it is not government, but God. That telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. What are your thoughts about what the governor, our governor Ron DeSantis, is doing. What are your thoughts about the fact that we have In God We Trust that should be over the doors, and it's being ignored by our school system in the state of Florida? What are your thoughts in relationship to the new law that's just been signed in by the governor that allows volunteer chaplains in our high school and our grade school, grammar school, and kindergarten, where a chaplain can go in and impact lives for eternity with the gospel of Jesus Christ? Ladies and gentlemen, perhaps you've heard, perhaps you've already read it someplace. Perhaps you have read an article, or you've heard in some minuscule negative way, that the state of Louisiana now requires the Ten Commandments to be posted in a public school classroom. Listen, I'll read you the headline. Louisiana now requires Ten Commandments in every classroom. Louisiana has become the first state in the union to require public schools to post the Ten Commandments in the classroom. Governor Jeff Landry signed the bill into law. It goes on to say, it's the drafted legislation mandates that a poster-sized display of the Ten Commandments in large, easily readable font be required in all public classrooms, from kindergarten to state-funded universities. The Pelican State has rightly recognized the history and tradition of the Ten Commandments in the state, said First Liberty Institute Monday. It goes on to talk about putting the historic documents on schoolhouse walls is a great way to remind our students, listen, to remind our students of the foundations of America and Louisiana law. First Liberty was grateful to play a part in helping this bill reach the governor's desk. We applaud Louisiana governor for being the first in the nation, but by no means the last state to take this bold step for religious liberties. Ladies and gentlemen, I commend the governor of Louisiana. We're talking about good news that most Christian conservatives are not aware of. We're talking about good news as to what is taking place in relationship to our public school system and getting Jesus, getting the Bible, getting God, getting prayer back into the classroom setting that would have the hope of changing the trajectory of where the students go. I believe if we had more Bible in the classroom, we'd have fewer people locked up and imprisoned in our American prisons. Another headline, and I'll take our next caller. Why public schools should teach the Bible. Academic integrity, bullying, self-harm, and sexual temptation are just a few of the issues of our Christian students and their friends deal with every day. Many students feel the pressure to be number one in everything they do. In addition, the chaos and the confusion of world events can be overwhelming for our kids in the classroom. The timeless truths of God's Word are needed more now than ever before. Most teenagers spend the bulk of their time at school. School is where they discuss world events, grapple with history, defend their beliefs, and encounter unsaved friends. Scripture is vital to their success in this place. It certainly may be said that the Bible is worthy of study for its literary and historic qualities, if nothing else, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, what are your thoughts? The telephone number is 904-831-0917. I believe we have Miranda on the line. Go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Hi, Dr. Youngblood. When I was a teenager in high school, I took a course in school for which I received an elective credit. It was called Bible History 1 and 2. And in that course, we read through the entire Bible. We read the Old Testament in 1, and in 2, we did the New Testament. And it was taught by a pastor in our community, and it was a wonderful course. And we had several different religions in the class, different like Methodist, Baptist, Catholic, you know, different groups, and we would all discuss amongst ourselves different takes on passages in the Bible and everything. It was a really beneficial course, and I've always said I've read the Bible all the way through. I mean, I need to. I've read it since then too, but I mean. Hasn't been that many years since I read it. But anyway, that was a long time ago. But it was a very beneficial course. And I think the fact that the school districts in, I don't know about one of my counties, my county that I live in, but what you're saying about Duval, I wouldn't be surprised that it was the same in my county, that they don't have that In God We Trust above the doors. The school systems are very resistant and all openly hostile sometimes to anything that is Bible related, Christian related. Okay.
Well, Miranda, you're exactly right. One of the problems that's there, and most are not aware of this, and some may disagree, and that's their prerogative. The problem, if you want to let's put the nail in the right place and the hammer hit the nail, I believe the major problem is our good-for-nothing, worthless teachers' unions that are bought and paid for by the socialist Marxist leadership in our nation, and the teachers' union generally will stand for anything that's against the Word of God, against morals and ethics and values. In fact, if you can read some of the what I call the planks of the leadership of the National Educational Association for their annual meetings, the last several that I have read had zero, N-O-T-H-I-N-G, nothing to do with academics, but all to do with their political agenda of making sure the LGBTQI plus were taught in the classroom, making sure that the CRT was taught in the classroom, and nothing in relationship to academics, much less anything about the Word of God.
Correct. I worked in a tutoring program that was a portion of the parental choice. Many years ago. It ended in 2013 because of Obama. It was a tutoring program that was free to students in failing schools. They had a tutor available to, now I was a tutor and I was paid out of the federal dollars that were allotted to this program, but they were openly hostile to all of us who tutored in this program. They treated us like second class citizens. We were just the pariahs. You know, when we'd come in for our appointments with our children at the end of a school day, we were treated so badly and so rudely. Another thing I want to say is that they did during that program was if our company that we tutored for, the company that had the credentials for us all and the materials that we worked with, they would charge rent to that tutoring company for the use of a school classroom in the afternoon. And that to me always seemed to fly in the face of, oh, well, we're just here for the kids, you know.
Yeah. Well, Miranda, that brings up a thought, because as I understand the new law that was signed by the governor that requires the chaplains in the classroom, as I understand it, it's to be done during the course of the academic day, not a tack on in the afternoon, but during the course of the academic process. That means it will be a class session that will be designed and set up for that purpose. And you bring up a thought in my mind, will this be embraced by our schools? Will this be treated as a third thumb on the left hand and rejected and resented and put into a minuscule area to where it could be taught, using the term, maybe put you in the janitor's closet down the hallway for the chaplain to be able to teach? Or will it be openly embraced by the school system? That's something that is our parents and grandparents that's listening today. As you call your school board member, as you talk about this, as you insist that this be done, the question is, where will it be taught? How will it be done? Will it meet the letter of the law that's just been signed by Governor Ron DeSantis? That's the questions. That's the challenges. And, Miranda, I believe it's totally predicated on the action and the activity and the involvement of the parents and grandparents in Duval County as to how that's going to be carried out. And not just in Duval County, but across the state of Florida, as to where the parents get involved and insist that this law be implemented and not ignored, just as In God We Trust is required at this moment. By state law, it is required, but it's being ignored and totally left out as though it's not law at all. So, Miranda, it deserves our prayer, our concern, and our involvement as parents and grandparents. But thank you so much for your input, for your call. God bless you, and thank you. Have a wonderful day. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We're talking about good news. News that every Christian, every conservative needs to know about and understand, that's been ignored by the Marxist media for the most part across the nation. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline. Oklahoma superintendent of schools says public schools must, let me spell that, M-U-S-T, must teach the Bible. The Bible is a necessary historical document to teach our kids about the history of this country. State Superintendent Ryan Walters said, Oklahoma's top school board official announced on June the 27th that public schools must incorporate the Bible in curricula effective immediately. During the meeting of the State Board of Education, Oklahoma State Superintendent of Public Instruction, Ryan Walters, framed the decision about incorporating the Bible into public schools as one that is primary about teaching children about the foundations of Western civilization and the U.S. legal system. The Bible is a necessary historical document to teach our kids about the history of this country, to have a complete understanding a Western civilization, to have an understanding of the basics of our legal system, according to the superintendent of schools. Every classroom in Oklahoma must have a Bible, and teachers must use it during their instructional period. Critics of the above, however, added in a social media post, cannot rewrite history by omitting both the Bible and the Ten Commandments from school curriculum. The move follows a law that was passed in Louisiana earlier this month that mandated all public classrooms display the Ten Commandments. So here we have Louisiana saying the Ten Commandments must be posted. Here we have Oklahoma saying the Bible must be taught in the state of Florida. It says you must have chaplains that's volunteer chaplains for the school system. The law that's already been passed in the state of Florida that says "In God We Trust" needs to be over the doors of the classroom and the school buildings where educational academic material is taught. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe it's important for Christians, conservatives, and patriots to recognize some of the good news. I believe it's time that we get on the telephone and call the governor and say thank you, thank you, thank you. Leave word with his administrative assistant, his legislative assistant, if you can't reach him. That's wonderful. But let him know thank you for the job that you're doing. Thank you for looking out for the morals, ethics, and values in our school system. Thank you for signing the bill, and thank you for saying no to climate control in the state of Florida. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that we need to recognize the morals and the ethics and the values in our nation are totally predicated on what we do in relationship to the study of God's Word. Just recently, Josh Hawley, a state U.S. senator, made a statement about America's need, and Josh Hawley said this. He said, "It's time to take down the pride flag and put 'In God We Trust' on all of our buildings," end quote. Let me read that again. "It's time to take down the pride flags and put 'In God We Trust' on all of our buildings." We need to tell that to Donna Deacon, our new liberal wacko mayor that we've got that flies the pride flag over our city. It's time that we say take the pride flag down and say 'In God We Trust.'" Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. Look forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. The Florida Georgia Truth Network in Argyle at 91.7.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly healthcare costs. More than 400,000